has filed and will be running for the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Kate, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing very well. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I've been an Ingham County resident for about 5 years. I have a bachelor's degree from Michigan State University, currently in law school at Thomas M. Cooley Law School.
And you believe that the Ingham County Register of Deeds could and should go under an umbrella for these types of offices. Explain.
Sure. In our state constitution, as far back as 1850, we've provided for these two offices to be combined. And 30 counties in Michigan have done this, some big, some small, and overall seen a lot of success and saved quite a bit of money.
All right. Now, Curtis Sertell Jr., who's the current Ingham County Register of Deeds, probably wouldn't think it's a good idea to dissolve Ingham County's, at least put it into an umbrella. Why do you think this is necessary? You've told me it's going to save thousands of dollars, and you believe there's legal precedent for that. Don't you think it's a necessary entity here and that Curtis Sertell is doing a good job, poor job? What's your take?
I think he does a great job. He's taken on the position during a foreclosure crisis. He's really worked to advocate for the citizens of this county. But the main purpose of the Register of Deeds is to keep the records of purchase and sale of real property, and that's basically what they're paid for. So I'm happy to see him out there working hard and keeping himself busy, but that's beyond what the position needs, and I sort of see some room for more efficiency and saving some money.
So it's almost a part-time position from your perspective, that if it was merged with other Register of Deeds, then you could have a staff to handle that and save money.
Right. It depends. Counties do it differently. Some counties will eliminate the Register of Deeds and raise the clerk's salary a little bit and have them handle the deeds as well as the other records that they already handle. Other counties will take the position and make the deputy Register of Deeds underneath of the county clerk.
Now, that has been proposed by Ingham County Commissioner, as a matter of fact, to take the Register of Deeds and put them under the umbrella of the county clerk, and you believe that could be effective?
Yes.
All right. As you get out and talk to folks, do you have any support for this?
Yeah, I think the taxpayers are going to be happy with this, to see some efficiency, see some money saved at our county government, one less politician, one less salary.
All right, so what's your plan to get out there and spread the word?
Well, I've got the support of my party, and we're going to be out there knocking on doors all summer, all fall.
All right, and from your perspective, what else could that office be doing, or are you simply saying that, hey, they basically keep the books and that's the way it should be?
I think that there's a place for the advocacy for mortgage crisis, foreclosure crisis, making sure that our citizens know where they can get help with these kind of things. I don't think that that place is within the Register of Deeds.
All right.
We'll need to find a place for it. But
all right. If people want to know more about you, Kate Mortensen, or more about your campaign, where can they go?
MortensenForDeeds.com will go straight to my Facebook page.
And so basically, if you win, what happens if they don't dissolve the Register of Deeds or merge it? That means it'd be a full-time gig for you.
Yeah, it would. If I were to win, I've got a whole another campaign in front of me with the Board of Commissioners. But it would take a full term to make this change. So I would have to serve one term, definitely. And 2016 would be the official merger.
Kate Mortensen has registered and will be running for the Ingham County Register of Deeds. We'll be talking to her as we get into the campaign season. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.